Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The escaped prison inmate from Boise, Idaho has been caught along with an accomplice who helped him get out. Both men now accused of two murders while they were on the run.
At one of the murder scenes, investigators say Skylar Mead shackles were found, indicating to them that he was involved in that murder. The two murders were both of men in different rural Idaho counties. In the area of one of them, the getaway vehicle was found. It's unclear whose car they were in when they were in a chase, and they were arrested about an hour and a half southeast of Boise. No shots were fired during the arrest.
ABC's Alex Stone. There's a vote scheduled for today by shareholders of a shell company that's looking to merge with Donald Trump's media business. The deal could open the door for Trump's return to the stock market and make it easier for him to get a loan to cover the $454 million civil judgment in his trial. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken returns to Israel for peace talks, the U.S. is drafting a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate Gaza ceasefire. This is ABC News. Russia launching its largest missile attack in months on Ukraine, at least 150 missiles and drones striking all over the country, many hitting power plants. Hijacking in Los Angeles, a man taking over an empty bus.
A man verbally threatening the bus driver before reaching into his waistband for a gun and ordering, "Just drive." The bus careening through traffic. The hijacker grabbing the wheel, colliding with an occupied vehicle before plowing into the Ritz-Carlton at a high speed. The suspect fleeing on foot, taken into custody, now being held on kidnapping charges. In front of the crashed bus, police discovering what appeared to be a handgun that turned out to be a BB gun.
That's ABC's Zoreen Shaw. So long, Stumpy. Name of a gnarled old cherry tree near the tidal basin in Washington, D.C. It's one of about 100 of the iconic trees that'll have to be taken down after this year's cherry blossom festivities. They need to be removed to allow for work on the seawall. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A one-time associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
That's Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing yesterday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. More homes are coming on the market in Wisconsin. Prices are going up, too. The Wisconsin Realtors Association's February report shows new listings are up 21% compared to a year ago. The median price is $270,000. Despite those trends, inventory is still tight and mortgage rates are still high. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
March 31st, between the 6:30 a.m. sunrise service and 9 a.m. church service, please come to the Easter breakfast in the Peace Lutheran Church basement. The youth will be serving an egg bake, sausage patties, pancakes, and dessert. Coffee, juice, milk, and water will also be available. The cost is $10 per person, children 5 and under, $5. Again, this is March 31st between the 6:30 a.m. sunrise service and 9 a.m. church service in the Peace Lutheran Church basement.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks hold off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-108. Milwaukee jumped out to a 20-point lead early. Doc Rivers.
The first half, the ball was hopping. It was beautiful. And then we kind of went back to that old, you know, hold the ball, no movement style, which we're talented enough to get away with it, but it's not the way you're going to win in the long run. And we had to play ourselves through that, and I thought we did that.
March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Western Kentucky this afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Tyler Kolek back for Marquette after suffering that strained oblique muscle injury. Tonight, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Tip-off time, 8:40. Greg Gard on facing JMU's Terrence Edwards.
He's like some of the guys we've seen in our league. Just he can score. I mean, he just knows how to find the bottom of the basket. And he's the MVP of that league for a reason.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Snow will end this morning and we'll actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 31 with more snow tomorrow night. That'll be the beginning of our next system that could bring some decent snow and rain from Monday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
Go.
heaven can't be bought. We still don't know what love is, but we sure know what it's not. Sometimes you got to get along.
Feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift. 98.3.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
Cousin John.
Charlie Pierce at 98Q Country. Happy Friday to you on this 22nd of March. A little dusting of snow out there. Not much here in the city of Park Falls. Maybe an inch, less than an inch. Not much. The lower part of the 2 to 4, definitely. And we will see some light snow possibilities continue with us today. Here's what they say for us today. A little snow this morning with little or no accumulation. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and cold. Storm total, 2 to 4 inches. Is this a storm? It's not a storm. You may have more where you are. But here in the city of Park Falls, it's very light. It's maybe an inch. That may be a stretch. More to come. On Sunday is what they're telling us. Sunday's going to be a difficult travel day. The rest of today, after the snow chance tapers off this afternoon, tonight, all day tomorrow going to be very nice. No precipitation, 30 today, 32 tomorrow. But Sunday, they're talking about several inches of snow, and we could see 3 to 6 inches or more in some areas on Sunday. And I think it's going to be a little bit breezy, too. Things are going to be moving around out there with winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. So Sunday's going to be a difficult travel day. But the rest of today and tomorrow, not too bad. Maybe even some more snow after that as we get into Monday and Tuesday. We may see some, I'll say snow, but precipitation. And they're saying overall storm totals from Sunday to Monday could be in that 6 to 10 inch range. But again, I thought there'd be more out there this morning. It's not much. It's enough to make it a little bit difficult to get where you're going. It's going to be a little bit snow covered. The main road's a little slushy, so just allow yourself a little extra time. Well, Bragan writes this morning in our morning show NCAA bracket contest belonged to five people. Five of our 115 entries had 14 of the first 16 games correct. So Kate Nicholas, Mark Hill, Ruth N., Tom Lochner, and Dave Nicholas. I think Kate and Dave might have copied each other's brackets. I think Dave copied Kate's bracket, or maybe Kate copied Dave's bracket. Anyway, they're all at 14. They're all at 14. A whole bunch of 13. I'm going to do my best to get this on the website. Most of you can see the results because you, probably 90% of our people, signed up online. So you can see the results are emailed to you this morning. I think I'm at 10, but I'm still in good shape with my national champion. If you had Kentucky, if you're Kentucky going a long ways, you're in trouble. I don't think a lot of people had them winning the Final Four, but I think I had them in one of my pools going pretty deep, so you can lose a lot of points. It looks like Dave Nicholas, you might be one of those people because I see the total point total for you not good. But things can change fast. There were some good games, some fun games yesterday. A lot of close games. I mean, out of the 16 games yesterday, probably, 13 or 14 were, competitive, were close. There were a couple of blowouts in there. And Kentucky was the upset of the day as they got beat by Oakland. Isn't it Oakland? They're out of Michigan. I saw Oakland, and I was assuming Oakland, California. No, it's Oakland, out of Michigan. And they got a guy in there who made, I think, 10 three-pointers. He crossed half court, and if he was open, he was letting her fly. They were having a good time, and they beat him. We'll look a little more in-depth into this. Day two of our NCAA bracket tournament continues today. More texts to win as we're riding into spring. We've had a couple local winners of overnight stays already at Chula Vista. So stay tuned. Our keyword coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, ABC News and Civic. We've got our twice an hour news update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The escaped prison inmate from Boise, Idaho has been caught along with an accomplice who helped him get out. Both men now accused of two murders while they were on the run.
At one of the murder scenes, investigators say Skylar Meade's shackles were found, indicating to them that he was involved in that murder. The two murders were both of men in different rural Idaho counties. In the area of one of them, the getaway vehicle was found. It's unclear whose car they were in when they were in a chase, and they were arrested about an hour and a half southeast of Boise. No shots were fired during the arrest.
ABC's Alex Stone. There's a vote scheduled for today by shareholders of a shell company that's looking to merge with Donald Trump's media business. The deal could open the door for Trump's return to the stock market and make it easier for him to get a loan to cover the $454 million civil judgment in his trial. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken returns to Israel for peace talks, the U.S. is drafting a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate Gaza ceasefire. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official is found guilty of election fraud. A jury says Kimberly Zapata used fake names to get a hold of military absentee ballots illegally. Her lawyer argued she was a whistleblower. Zapata could get up to 5 years in prison. Governor Evers says Wisconsinites are embracing mental health care, but he only got about 10% of what he asked from lawmakers in the state budget. He says student-led efforts are helping pick up the slack.
I visited several schools over the last 4 years that they have great mental health programming going in some places that you would never expect.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Tuesday, April 2nd from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Park Falls Community Peace Center, there will be a blood drive. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Tuesday, April 2nd from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badger women in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team, led by Kirsten Sims, are in New Hampshire for the Frozen Four, looking to repeat as national champions. They face off tonight against Colgate. Badgers head coach Mark Johnson.
Obviously, the magnitude of the game are higher. Everybody can see the finish line now. There's only four teams left, and the season's over on Sunday, and somebody's going to be a national championship Sunday afternoon, early evening.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants last night, 7-6. That snapped Milwaukee's five-game winning streak. NBA, the Bucks down the Nets, 114-108. Giannis able to play after missing two games with a sore hamstring. March Madness, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Wisconsin back in the big dance for the first time in 2 years. Max Klesman asked if they're excited for tonight's game.
For sure. Yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to just go out there and shoot around and, like, put up a shot at the March Madness logo and shoot around.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Step into a timeless journey at Frazier's Mercantile, a gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond. And listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win. Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Ball four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run.
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan, only on Verizon.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Snow will end this morning and we'll actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 31 with more snow tomorrow night. That'll be the beginning of our next system that could bring some decent snow and rain from Monday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Perfect.
It's the music. It's the contest.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
It's listeners just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks.
98Q Country.
Covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got
there at 98Q Country. Well, a dusting or more of snow. Maybe a dusting is a bit conservative, but we'll call it up to an inch of snow here in Park Falls. You may have gotten a little bit more where you are south and such, but here in Park Falls, just a little bit of covering in it. It may melt off today with temperatures 30, 32 tomorrow. By the end of tomorrow, it'll probably be melted off the ground here in the city anyway. And then we're going to get more Sunday and Monday. We're talking about probably 6 to 10 inches of mixed precipitation, snow, sleet, and maybe some rain in there. So we're getting that precipitation that we talked about the last couple of weeks that we were hoping at some point we would get. I'll be careful out there this morning. It'll be a little bit slushy and stuff. We kind of forgot how to drive on winter roads. It's 6 to 10 inches Monday, Tuesday. I don't know if we've had that all winter, did we? I don't think there was a storm system here in Price County that provided that. Well, day one of the NCAA March Madness is complete. And there was a couple of 11 seeds that won, and those are upsets. And Kentucky went down to the hands of Oakland. That was, a 14 and a 3 seed. There just are no surprises anymore because players are spread across the country more than previous. It used to be the really good players would all go to the really big schools, and they would get quote-unquote paid to play there. And nobody talked about it, but they were getting paid. And now with name, image, and likeness and such, players can go to smaller colleges and get legally compensated. So you're just seeing some tremendous athletes and just some fun players to watch that you've never seen and heard of before at these colleges all across the country. It is a fun time of the year. There's something about it. 16 more games today. I had the TV up with 4 games. It was quartered off. The TV was on the system that I have, and it was absolutely wonderful. I had to get up, like a cat peering out the window. I was right up there at the TV looking to see which game was best, and then you can go from one to the other. Oh, it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. We've got our keyword of the day coming up after 7. Lots going on. Mike Clemens will join us. He's our sports guy who's just, he follows Wisconsin teams everywhere. We'll talk a little Badger basketball. And what else did we want to talk about today? Oh, NBA. The Bucks are playing well. So we'll talk a little March Madness with Marquette and Wisconsin. Both playing today. And then we'll talk with Jason Wonky of Wausau Homes, one of the big sponsors of the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show this weekend. He'll join us at about 8:25, and then we're going to do a shopping show at 8:30. Big G, Gray, Austin, the whole crew will be in here. We'll give you some great shopping show savings a little bit earlier than normal at about 8:30 this morning.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Roof, roof. March in the BC Auto Repair Towing Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Meet Meatball and the whole doggy gang. Purchase 4 new tires this March and get a complimentary standard alignment. Enjoy free tire rotations for the life of your tires with a 3-year road hazard warranty and 1-year nationwide roadside assistance on Falcon tires. Ensure your family's safety with ADAS, Advanced Driver Assistance Systems, calibration. Proper calibration is crucial to your vehicle's safety features to work effectively. Get $40 off this service this month. Call 715-428-2545 to speak with a BC Auto Repair ADAS expert and protect your vehicle with fluid film protection. Located 3 miles east of the intersection of Highway 8 and County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838. For measurements and installation, Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Atlas Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Snow will end this morning and we'll actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 31 with more snow tomorrow night. That'll be the beginning of our next system that could bring some decent snow and rain from Monday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Here it is.
From the sneakers to your speakers.
Oh, man, oh, my! What a play!
Here's more March Music Madness.
98Q Country.
Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave
Russell Dickerson there. We'll get those morning show NCAA bracket standings posted to Facebook. We'll do that this year. Make it easy. So in just a few seconds here, go to the 98Q Country Facebook page, and you'll see all the standings. Most of you are online already, and you can see who has the early bragging rights. 14 wins. We were 10 games into the tournament, and we had no perfect brackets out of 115. That Kentucky one took everybody down. So 14 out of the 16 correct. Congratulations. Early kudos to Kate Nicholas, Mark Hill, Ruth M., Tom Lochner, and Dave Nicholas, all with 14, a whole bunch of people with 13. I had 10, but I like to linger back in the weeds a little bit, make everybody feel confident, and then pounce in the later rounds. If Arizona wins at all, I'm in good shape, because not many people had Arizona as a national champ. And I don't usually do this, but I went straight across the board. I think I have four different brackets, four different contests that I'm in. And I went Arizona right across the board in all of them. I'm all in on all of them. I'm looking at the bottom here. All right, just a couple of words, couple of notes to these people. Carl Klopotic, he got into our pick'em contest. Andrea Nicholas and Joan Braulio, you're all lingering pretty dangerously close to the monkey at the bottom. Just want to say. And Buffy Chicken, you're down there too. I just wanted to say Buffy Chicken. We've got some words of wisdom. Focus on the Family this morning is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
I'm a big believer in working hard, but that perspective on life comes with a word of caution. Don't lose focus on the little things. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I can still remember the time my family gathered around the dinner table and I asked my oldest son to pray. He was probably 9 or 10 years old. And I'm not sure what tickled his funny bone, but in the middle of blessing the food, he got the giggles. And you know how that goes. When you're not supposed to laugh, it's almost impossible to stop. So the more he fought it, the harder he laughed. And sure enough, we all started laughing around the table. That is, until Mom gave me the eye. Now, there was a time when I would have missed the significance of that. My sons came along at an extremely busy season in my career. Not only was I overseeing dozens of staff here at Focus, but I frequently traveled to our associate offices around the world. The demands on me were high, and I often didn't recognize just how meaningful simple moments with my family could be. And these days, I'm as busy as ever, but I'm a little older and hopefully a little wiser. I've learned that hard work is important, but it's not everything. The true richness of life is found in the little things. It's a championship wrestling match on the living room floor, or a bedtime prayer, or even uncontrollable laughter around the dinner table. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Access to reliable and affordable energy is essential. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline moves that energy, transporting raw product that's turned into transportation fuel and propane for thousands of homes, farms, and businesses here in Wisconsin.
Propane keeps us warm, cooks our food, dries clothes, and powers farm and industrial equipment. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the spicy deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice tangy warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended silver unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah. Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Snow will end this morning and we'll actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 34. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 31 with more snow tomorrow night. That'll be the beginning of our next system that could bring some decent snow and rain from Monday through Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations. Go ahead and turn it up.
Q Country.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind, I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down, I know you get sick of the